Hi. I'm, wanting to share with you something I'm passing through, and that's my commitment is to share with you things I'm doing and how it's affecting me. The most recent thing has to do with really going through the mother's side of the family since September, 3 months in the autumn. Now I'm in the third month of the winter, each month going through another part of the family, learning things, feeling things I didn't know. And then in that three boy month, I started to look inward deeper. The inward deeper is leading me to, again, my own iris. This is a picture of my right side of my brain, my mother's side of my family. It's my left iris. These are individual characteristics or traits which I believe was genetically imprinted either from my past or like childhood or so on patterns. So I'm going inside of these patterns much more deeply than I have in the past. And the way I'm doing it is completely different. This picture is both a map and a confession. This is normally how I've approached the family tree, is I've spent a great deal of my time wanting to go into the higher principles of the divine by going upward. This last 6 weeks has noticeably guided me to go more downward, into a place that I don't commonly spend a lot of time. I've now converted, and we'll show you some images eventually, that this is my family tree. The area down below are at least my great grandparents, grandparents, parents. These are the roots of my family tree. They produce the outer social physical symptoms. And everything that's down here in the darkened parts of my subterranean family roots will eventually find its way into my glands, organs, body systems, brain function, and eventually whatever's not dealt with. Sooner or later, the composite experience of what is in my family tree, combined with how I am reacting to it, will eventually lead to my death. That's life and death. So, what I'm interested in is how to be able to do this better. I used to do primarily focused upward. Now I'm keeping that, that's a faith-based reality based on the benevolent beauty and perfection of the world around us. That's everything we might know of in the seasons of the year and time and space and phenomenon. Yeah, there's a lot of wonderfully beautiful things around us. What I'm exploring is how to go deeper into those roots that still have the impediments to my health, happiness, well-being. To be clear with you, I'm not really saying I'm going into my past. I'm saying to myself, I'm going into my present. So in a present state reality, the influences of my family tree are still with me now. And many of my, if not most of my childhood memories are still hidden in some darkened shadow inside of me. So now if I, and I'm planning on doing this, changing this picture where I would put myself on the ground, feeling downward, I want to feel these deepened roots filled with ancestral memories of their own painful childhood forgotten feelings as a composite of my roots. You might ask why. Well, part of my feeling and quest in this is to feel, dissolve, mobilize, appreciate, accept, allow, have gratitude for, forgive, release, whatever it is. Change in some metamorphosis, because these are the composites of the circulating lines of life force that go into my meridian structure, my nervous system, my brain, 12 glands and organs and body systems. These are my chakras. These are my stair steps to the higher world, all composed of the composite denial by myself or someone else who didn't actually want to feel some painful memory when I was 8 years old and something happened. Take that emotional memory and you hide it, forget the memory of it. I don't know how many memories you can remember in your childhood under the age of 10, but geez. I would give myself a high percentage with maybe 10% of them. Maybe. And as you get younger, there are fewer and fewer memories I can recall. But all of these memories, they're not in the past. They're in my present state existence as a soul, held as unresolved feelings inside me. These unresolved feelings inside me also have a treasure trove inside of them. So some of the innate attributes or skill sets or passions or desires of my own unique soul is hidden in the sensitivity or the denial of these places. So my intention and purpose about going into these darkened places is not just to be morbid, going into those ugly, dark memories. I'm going there with an underlying optimism. I'm kind of excited to take my sensitivity and keep increasing that sensitivity through some act of divine faith so that I can actually become more and more sensitive to these childlike places that were originally me, or were originally part of my grandparents' or great-grandparents' own childhood that I want to be able to mobilize so that the fluidity of the life force flowing through me has a greater, cleaner conduit by which I can live. My goal is to measure my blood chemistry over a period of time to see if my blood chemistry shifts can occur as a result of doing this. That's a whole nother recording at another time. So, how am I doing this? I'm starting out with what I would consider to be maybe one of the single most important feelings I need to practice. Thank you. Thankfulness. Going into these realms, thank you. Simple. Thank you for serving me so well. Thank you for all the things known and unknown that have contributed to the support of my existence, existence in my genome, my epigenome, the existence in my constitution, my actions, my motivations, yes, even my fears, my terrors. Thank you for everything that has been in some form or another deposited here first. Just thank you. And even some sense of compassion for the painful lives that I personally know, my great-grandparents and my grandparents and even my parents, they went through hell in World War I and II and Korean War and my grandparents, great-grandparents, Civil War, and on and on and on. Wow, how many generations beyond these physical four, the ones that contribute to my body, how many of the other generations are affecting my mind or psyche? How many other generations am I genuinely influenced by? Am I influenced by the collective consciousness of humanity for the last 1,000 years? Yeah, probably. Since the Romans? Yes. Old Testament, New Testament, whatever it is, am I genuinely influenced by the collective loving and unloving behavior of billions of people in the world in the past? Yeah, probably. Am I currently contributing to the collective consciousness around me? I believe I am. If I'm holding these unloving feelings or pain, suffering, and I'm engaged in a systematic art form of denial, biochemically, mentally, or otherwise, if I'm engaged in, without even knowing it, avoiding the personal opportunity or responsibility to feel all of these frozen parts of my own soul, I don't really want to do that. I want to occupy it. I want to grow into this and feel it. Every one of these fine roots of my social, emotional, physical anatomy and my aspirations to grow in consciousness as a soul, right now I'm focused on this part. And I must confess, I'm rather enjoying it. To go there with this, the softest, sweetest hands I can. And I must tell you, I'm not very good at it because I know that the level of kindness or simplicity or innocence or just peace, they're not in my fingertips. My old crotchety, dried out, gnarled, twisted self, what I've really discovered in this place in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, is how deeply damaged I am. I mean, I'm not perceiving all of it, obviously, but I'm becoming more and more sensitive to the magnitude of the pain inside of me, created by me or others, known or unknown. And I don't have any desire to be a victim or to blame individual family members or, you know, collective consciousness for all that matters. I just want to become more sensitive to these parts of me. So I'm going there with a faith-based desire to become more caring, more sensitive to all of these individual roots. And sometimes I'll go right down to a particular great-grandmother, like a mother's mother's mother, spend a moment, thank you, just invite the feral animals of fears. That's how I feel about my own damaged, frightened childhood. I lived in an environment of fairly difficult, continuous fear as a child, and many times as an adult. And all of those broken, lost parts of me, to me, are like feral, wounded animals hidden in the shadows. So I'm trying to discover how to bring back all of the fragmented, hidden parts of my own existence that went away with every wounded memory of every moment as a child. A little tiny bit of my intrinsic essence went away into that shadowed place. So I'm doing my best to go there with childlike sensitivity and playfulness and ask these little wounded memories to come to me. May take a while, but I have time. But I'm enjoying this process of feeling it. It brings sensitivity, at times it brings emotional layers, makes me pause. I appreciate the sunset a little more, the squirrels, the birds. I want to use that to feel all the roots simultaneously. So I'm learning how to feel all of these major branches or tributaries or roots, rivers of consciousness or life that have their own toxicities, and I want to learn how to feel it, clean it, let them have what's theirs. Appreciate what's mine, and then build and nurture the roots, the purpose, the feeling, the passion, the warmth, the awareness, the light, the consciousness, the breath, the air. I want to use the elements of the world around me to feel all of my roots, nurture them. Use my intuitive imagination, touch them, open them, breathe into them, mobilize, walk, move, dance, play, laugh, music, and then ask my friends to do it with me so I can use the amplifier of friendship to mobilize my own feelings while sharing with them what I'm going through. Well, I know that. Sounds simple, kind of is, and I don't know what the outcome's going to be 3 months or 10 months. But right now, I'm not sure what would be better to do. If you know of something that you really feel is the right thing to do, then share it with me. I'd really like to know. But for now, this is what I'm doing. Talk to you soon.